Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
This is Fred Film Radio. My name is Monika Bajnuci from the 11th edition of Talent Sarajevo program. I am joined here by Želimir Žilnik. He is a Serbian director who's here for giving a lecture about documentary filmmaking as well as his latest movie, Logbook Serbistan. So thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
For the listeners who may not have seen, could you please briefly introduce it to them?
Well, this movie was shot in 2014. I was very much moved with the information how actually Balkan route for immigrants from east, that means Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, are coming via Turkey, Greece, Macedonia, and then through Serbia towards the Hungary, and also some immigrants from Africa. So I was interested how, first of all, the local people will react on this new phenomenon, that most of them, of course, are going by foot all this way of 700 kilometers, and in that time all of them have been illegal. So if they would cross illegally the border, they will surrender to police and ask to be taken as refugee and asylum seekers. And the procedure was that they will be offered staying in camps where they have been quite well fed and supported in hygiene and so on. But of course most of them, 99% of them, was heading towards the Western Europe. Why? First of all, some have had their relatives there, some of course, everybody is very well informed about standard of life and possible earning and salaries. So they say, we have invested in this very risky and adventurous journey so much so that we have to find a job to return the money and to find a place where we can live peacefully. And then I actually decided to come close to those people, to get to know them, and then to make a film, of course, first of all, who they are and what culture they have been part of, and what education do they have, and then we went in this research and filming, and we have been very positively surprised.
You also mentioned yesterday that sometimes it's hard to produce movies. Was there any difficulties with this movie?
Well, you know, producing the documentary film of the length of 1900 minutes, it is not easy sort of task and work. So you have to, first of all, invest a lot of time, and mostly what important is that you have to be curious and interested in the topic, and you have to be patient, and you have to also somehow obey the feelings and wishes of the people. Do they want to express themselves? Do they want to be filmed or not? So it is a lot of work, but if you would ask me, have difficulties been greater than some sort of input and creativity and actually process of learning which my crew pass through in this talking and observing the situation? Absolutely, we gain much more, and we have been very satisfied when we saw how all these prejudices, how refugees are criminals and uneducated and dangerous. Those prejudices are nothing else but this neo-fascistic rhetoric. As, for instance, just thinking about Syria people, out of 50 Syria people, you would find exactly like in Serbia or Hungary, many of them educated, many of them who have been actually having a small or bigger job, some of them being in very high-level intellectuals, from lawyers to the professors and scientists and so on. So I think we have to understand that actually moving of the people and this migration, that is a part of human, actually kind of human race. That was also, we in Serbia and in whole Yugoslavia, we know that we are Slavs who came on the Balkans in Byzantium, the country, great country, which was there from some areas in today's northern Russia. You in Hungary, you also know that you are the ethnic groups who also have moved from the far east. You see, I just recently, in March, I was invited for one very interesting big festival in Siberia, in the place which is called Hansimansisk. The place is 3,000 kilometers far from Moscow east, and a good festival because they have tremendous, powerful resources of gas and, you know, gasoline. And then I have seen some people which are local ethnic group. They call them Hansi people. And they spoke the language which sounds to me very much like Hungarian, as I'm from Novi Sad, and I have a lot of my very close Hungarian friends. For instance, my best friend is Laszlo Egil, one of the very good writers, and another best, very good friend is a poet, and the third is the painter. So I ask him, how you speak some language which looks like they say, we are old Hungarians, you see. And of course that area is very cold. I was in a spring that was minus 25, but they are actually having a good, quite nice settlement, the villages, but some of them are still practicing this old way of living in a tents and having reindeers who are dragging the sledges, you see. You see, so we are all migrants somehow.
And how did people react to your idea to make a movie about them? Were they excited?
Well, you see, we can film, and I decided to film only with the people who feel that they have some sort of need to express themselves. They have either to say something about the difficulties in the life they have passed through, or they have something to say about their plans, and they also have a feeling that using this process of filming, they will somehow send a message. Because we tell them today, you cannot say, I am filming it privately. You see, whatever you do, it can come on YouTube and so on, and we especially, as we have some contacts with televisions and so on, and all our films are going publicly. So they had also some sort of nearly, I would say, need and good feeling being a part of the film. And even as the film went all over the Europe and was shown on many television and many festivals and was awarded in Germany, in United States, in Serbia as a very outstanding film. So also beside my crew, but also the participants are very proud.
And how was your relationship with the characters? Do you stay in touch with them?
Yeah, we stay friends with them. Most of them who have been the main participants in our film, they already are settled in Western Europe, some of them in Austria, some of them in Switzerland, one in Netherlands, and two or three in Germany. So they got a job. You see, in Europe, beside all those doubts, you have also a real need for fresh labor, as the Germany and Austria and some other countries, they are sort of having a negative growth of population, so they really need. And of course they also know that in time 20, 30 years ago, their economy got a very big help and was boosted by the people who have been invited to go there and work as guest workers, people from Italy, from Spain, and also from former Yugoslavia. We have had a million of people in 60s and 70s who went, even in state socialism, who went and work there and make their life, and the children are now grown up with finishing the schools and universities.
Thank you very much for joining us. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.